Sweet or savory popcorn?
Sweet, for sure.
I would have thought that about you, Paul. I would have thought that about you. This is Ag Bioscience. Welcome and thank you for joining. I'm Mitch Frazier, CEO of Agrinovis Indiana. This is the podcast where we explore all things Ag Bioscience, the people, the products, and innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. From leading planning and business development at one of the world's most iconic footwear and sports brands, to serving as chief executive of a plant genetics company, today's guest has done it all. He's a true Renaissance man who's built a career leading innovation at brands from Nike to Monsanto. He's in his current role as chief executive officer of AgriLiant. He is doing big things, and he's joining us today. He is Paul Insulel, CEO of AgriLiant. Paul, thanks for spending some time with us.
Oh, that was great. I couldn't recognize myself. Fantastic.
I love it. Well, Paul, your career is one that is just a really interesting journey. It didn't start in ag biosciences. It started in banking and then to Nike. Can't wait to hear that part of the story. And then into ag bioscience. Tell us more about the journey that is Paul Insulel.
You know, I am originally from Cameroon, although today I'm a proud French-American citizen. And I started my career in banking in France. I moved to the U.S. to do my MBA at the Wharton School and spent time on Wall Street before moving to Nike. And I actually came to ag from a career standpoint a little bit by accident, and I got approached by the big player in St. Louis, and really it was something that sort of linked back to my childhood. My father used to be running a company that exported pineapple and banana to Europe, and so it was just coming back full circle when I got the opportunity to come back to ag, and so I'm excited to be part of it here now for the past 13, 14 years.
You've built an incredible career, Paul. And AgriLiant, brand really built around research, genetics and seed production. Let's dig more into AgriLiant. So walk us through a little bit more about the company's focus and your unique approach to solving challenges for farmers.
Yeah, so at AgriLiant, we are seed and seed only. What it means is that we have a number of research folks throughout the organization, dozens and dozens of PhDs that are waking up every morning thinking about innovation relative to genetics. And the other piece that actually helps us out is that when you think about how farmers make decisions every day, the one thing that doesn't change is that it starts with seed, right? And it's a piece of the puzzle where you get innovation every single year. So as we do that, we feel like we are in a position to bring that innovation to farmers and also bring the genetic diversity that helps them grow. You know, we are one of only four companies in North America that has its own breeding program. And we're very proud of what our research organization, along with our agronomists, are bringing every day to farmers, that innovation that helps them grow and contributes to their success.
It's interesting. We often talk about innovation in ag bioscience, and it's that point of production, the seed that you mentioned specifically, where the innovation really takes hold by definition. You have multiple brands, sort of multiple ways in which you go to market. What's the driving force behind AgriLiant, and really, how are you helping farmers make better decisions that you talked about?
Yeah. So for us, you know, the way I characterize farmers is, you know, really a group of folks who are both very fond of innovation, but at the same time, very traditionalist. And the way we reconcile that is, you know, we use all the greatest techniques, you know, of innovation as we think about seed to bring that innovation to the farm. But then how we sort of bring that traditionalist to bear is the advice and the interaction that we're having with farmers. You know, internally, we call that basically eyes on ears. It's the eyes of our agronomist who spend over 50,000 hours every year looking at field and really helping place the seed, you know, where we would get the best performance, providing advice to farmers, and again, helping bring that seed to its best performance, right? So it's very, for us, we don't get distracted by other lines of business. Again, it's all about seed and it's all where it starts, right? We believe that with our genetic diversity and the unique product that we bring something very specific to farmers that other folks of our size or bigger really don't bring to bear. So we're very proud of that.
Bold differentiation, Paul. I love it. Mm-hmm. Now, you've had some tremendous adventures in ag bioscience, and I want to dig deeper into that, particularly mm-hmm. as you look at this differentiation. Mm-hmm. Led customer insights at Monsanto. You've dug deep into produce and more close-to-table crops at mm-hmm. AgriFresh. What are a few of some of those big innovations, some of those big highlights in the career that you go back and go, boy, that was big. That was something big maybe we didn't see then, but looking back, really, really fundamental change.
You know, I think, when you just pull back and you think about the impact of innovation and the importance of really ag and food, you know, and we are reminded that every day as we think about just the current events in Eastern Europe, you know, beyond sort of the human suffering and the whole sadness of the situation. It's really the impact on food security for regions that are really remote relative right. to the actual conflict, right? And as you likely know, I spent a lot of time in Ukraine about 10, 11 years ago, and it's a region that is, when you think about corn the size of Iowa, right, and highly producing of corn, of wheat, of sunflower, and the impact of not having that production really is creating instabilities in other places. So as I think about innovation in general, you know, obviously there is the innovation years ago that, you know, came with biotech, right? More recently, there is the innovation around the productivity of genetics and really the acceleration of yield improvement every year. And we feel like we're participating into that. And one of the things that I like to say is what it does, it really does two things. It really provides for a solution as it relates to feeding the world, but also preserving resources as we are able to do more with less. More with less land, more with less fertilizer, more with less of everything, because we can do more with seed, right? So, and I think all of the farmers that we help every day and the folks who are in our industry should feel very proud of the work that we're doing to advance this important cause, really, to mankind.
Paul, this converging forces that you just talked through, this sustainability specifically as it relates to environmental sustainability, but also sustainability in terms of crop production, actually mm-hmm. being able to get crops to market with the current challenges in Ukraine and just all the things that we've seen in this world today being disruptive. This is an interconnected food supply chain mm-hmm. that ag biosciences, even if you're not in the direct food business, mm-hmm. has a direct impact on food.
Mm-hmm. No, very much so. And I think, obviously you see those events are impacting commodity price.
That's right.
They're impacting food supply. Like I said, you think about wheat in places like Northern Africa. They impact the supply of fertilizer and the rest, and really the cost of farming in North America, right? And so, and it's something that as we think about value, we think about how do we create value for farmers and how do we share value with farmers as we bring that innovation. And it impacts everyone. It also impacts how we think about here in the U.S., the cost of fuel and the ability to really, I think about delivery of seed, the ability to really run farm efficiently and sort of maintaining cost in a way that both farmers and us can really make a good living for the work that we are all doing. And it's a significant impact.
Yeah, opportunity abound for us to continue to fuel innovation. And Paul, you and the team at AgriLiant doing some amazing work. I want to rewind the clock just a bit. Mm-hmm. So you joined AgriLiant back in July of 2020. You've been here a few years now. You've made some big moves, some bold moves within the company. Talk with us a little bit more about the evolution the company is on and how you found Indiana specifically as a place for that innovation to happen.
You know, I think, you and your organization, you've been a big part of it, obviously, with AgriNovus Indiana. I mentioned earlier the tight collaboration and very productive collaboration that we're having with all of the forces around here, again, elected official, AgriNovus, the Central Indiana Corporate Partnership, et cetera. So that's one positive piece. The other piece is, I think, with the move of one of our big competitors, Corteva, moving their headquarters here, I think it's going to bring, a lot of more attention, a lot more power, you know, a little bit more competition around talent, you know, but it makes sort of establishes in a very permanent way Indianapolis as a center, right, of that sort of intersection of plant science, animal science, and all that. So that's something that is extremely positive, right? I think it's Indiana in general is a place that is very receptive and very welcoming to businesses. It's truly an environment that I think is, I lived in the West Coast, different places in the Midwest and the East Coast, and I arrived in the U.S. on the East Coast, and I have to say, I continue to be impressed by the area of Indianapolis, and it's, we're very proud of being headquartered here, and we look forward to continue to growing here, for sure.
Terrific. Well, we are glad you're here, Paul. Last question, certainly probably not the least question, crystal ball time. What's the future look like for AgReliant?
So, I think we are very focused in continuing to grow here in the U.S. and grow in Canada. You know, I may have mentioned we operate two, three brands, right? Two brands in the U.S., AgroGold and LG, and one brand in Canada. We think we can go to market in a way that helps farmers really find what they need. There is a stat that says that on average, a corn farmer plants anywhere between 1.8 and 2.4 seed brands. We think we are right at that place to be able to offer them that choice, that performance, and that service that really helps them grow. We are, again, focused on growing, not just as an entity, but as an operation relative to how we help farmers. And as we do that, we will be continuing to hiring and getting talent around this fantastic place that Indiana is.
It's great to see your global headquarters in Westfield. He's a visionary, a bold leader, Paul Insulel, CEO of AgReliant Genetics. Paul, really appreciate you investing the time today.
Thank you, Mitch. It's always good to be with you.
And thank you for tuning in to Ag Bioscience. Get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. And while there, you can also access our entire library of archived episodes. And as always, you can learn more online at agrinovisindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovis team, I'm Mitch Frazier. Thanking you for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick and produced by Kayla Chittister and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.